Welcome to the Warrior Within podcast. I am your host, KP Brown.
Hello again. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that ultimate unicorn run that I went on. It's really kind of interesting that when I went into it, I had a desire to do 50 miles because it was my 52nd birthday and I wanted to do 52 miles, which was about 13 laps on the trail that we had there. And I had a plan going in as to what I was going to do. I thought, I'm going to go four laps, take a break, four laps, take a break. That would give me to eight. Another four laps, take a break, and then just do another, you know, one lap, and that would get me there. And on my first few laps, things were going really, really well. It was difficult by, it was definitely difficult. And I went through those first couple of laps, and I was thinking, this is going to work well. I can get through probably eight laps overnight and then take, you know, a little bit longer break and do the rest during the next day. Well, first problem that I ran into was on that third lap, kind of about a mile into it, the headlamp went out. And so here I am on a rough trail. Some of it's actually pretty dang steep with big little rocks that kind of stick out. It was very, very difficult. I went very slow, much slower than I anticipated. And it wore me out a lot more than the first two because I spent a great deal of time recovering and stumbling, which takes a lot more effort than just walking normal. So I got done with that and I was thinking, all right, I'm going to have to go to bed. This isn't going to work. And somebody offered me their headlamp. And so I thought, great, I can go out and do a couple more laps and get through a bunch here this night. So I went out with that one and it was much dimmer. It was a much dimmer lamp and it did help, but still there was a lot of those rocks and things that were still really, really hard to see because of the dimness of this lamp. So while better than the previous one, and I did, it still took me quite a while to go through it, but it was actually faster than the lap I did before, even though it really took me a long time to get through it. I got done and thought, there's just no way. I'm not going to be able to do anything more than this. So I went and got some sleep and waited till it was light outside and I could go out and try again during the day. Well, as I went out that next day, I kind of went a little bit slow with my friend. And it was great because I had some time to talk with her. And it was on the next lap after that. We got back and I thought, you know what? I'm going to rest for a minute and I'm going to go back out and get through my next laps. So I sat back, rested for a while. And as we were getting ready to go, there was a couple of other people that decided, hey, let's all go together. So we did a lap together. Now, this is where the next fun part of this goes. And probably what really messed me up the most is about halfway through, I think my blood sugar went low. I was really struggling to get through that next lap. And so I started thinking, great, I'm going to adjust my goal. No longer am I shooting for 52 miles on my 52nd birthday. I'm now shooting for a 50K on my 50th birthday. The 50th birthday. That would be eight laps. And a 50K is a little over 30 miles. And so I thought, all right, here we go. Went through that lap, and as I was just, I got really kind of tired there a few times, and I got back and thought, great, I'm going to get something to eat. I'm going to make sure that I get myself up and ready to go so I can go out and do the next two laps. Well, something that I had learned, my wife's doctor had told her this. She's diabetic also with also a couple of other health conditions. But once you kind of go low, it is a much more difficult recovery than just you know, eating and being ready. So I went out on the next one, and wow, I was going so slow. I was having a difficult time with it. Even though I had eaten a lot, I had taken a little bit more food with me, I was just dragging this whole way. And so I took a few extra long rests in the middle of this. I sat down a couple times. I even had a time where I sat back and really did some meditation on my last lap. And this last lap, this was the last one that needed to be done for me to be considered a finisher of this event. And another kind of important thing was becoming an ultra marathoner. This puts me over the limit and into the area where I would be an ultra marathon, which is anything over a marathon. And so I got to the end of that, and I just realized during this lap that I wasn't going to be able to hit my first goal or my second goal, but I did hit the ultimate one, that like the baseline of what I wanted to was that actually finishing and becoming an ultra marathoner. I was able to hit that one. Now, here's the thing. If you look at it, my first goal was very aggressive. I think that had it been a different path, if it didn't go have nearly as much up and down, if I didn't have my headlamp go out like it did, if it were a flatter track, I definitely would have been able to hit 50 miles, I think. If my headlamp worked better and I was able to get more on the front side, I think I would have been able to put a good push towards it. I'm not 100% sure I would have made it, but I think I could have put a good push toward it. I certainly would have gotten over the 30 miles and probably a little bit closer up into maybe the 34, maybe even 38 range on miles at least. Now, ultimately though, I had to keep adjusting down. And the two things I want to talk about this are, one, being flexible. When you have something that you're shooting for, be flexible. Understand that situations change. You plan for something, situations change. You've got to be flexible enough to make that adjustment and be fine with it. If the first part's gone, great. Make peace with it. Go on. Don't give up. Just keep going for the second part. And the second part of this is that idea of shooting for something that is a little out there. Go for something that is really, really big. Now, I could have gone in there with a goal to just get the finisher's medal. What would have happened? Yeah, I don't know. Would I have gotten in there and said, well, I can make up my time a little bit later and maybe given up a little bit earlier on the front side, which then would have made it even more difficult on the backside to catch up. I wouldn't have put so much effort in up front. Maybe I would have taken that time off and I would have struggled to even get to that level. But because I had those two other goals I was looking for, I kept pushing myself towards those, which made the last one, the becoming a finisher, at that point was actually easy. I just knew I had to do one more lap. I knew I could do one more lap. There was no question in my mind I was going to be able to do that. And so because I was shooting for those other things, it made the ultimate baseline that much easier to get to. And I say easy, it's still really difficult, but I didn't have to push myself like I did for the other ones mentally. I just knew, okay, I'm here, I can finish this, and I'm done. There was no question in my mind about pushing to get to that one. And so remember that and keep that in mind with whatever you're doing. Shoot high. I know they always say aim for the sun so that if you fail, you'll hit the stars, or however that goes. Do aim high. There's I always think back to the quote that I heard in the Disney Imagineering podcast, where they were talking about the goals that they set. And it was, if they're not failing about half the time, then they know that they're going too easy on what they're doing. They want to have these aggressive goals that keep them pushing, keep them stretching, and keep them better than just hitting a whole bunch of things that we know we can do this, we know we can do this, and settling into that mediocrity. Push yourself. Push yourself. And then what happens the next time when you're out there, you push even harder for something else and you hit that first thing that you weren't able to hit that during that last attempt or whatever. That's how you keep going. That's how you keep getting better. Thank you for the time. Thank you for listening. And just, I want you guys to just remember, as you're out and about your life, just keep in your mind that you guys are warriors. It is inside of you. It is there. You are great. We just need to remember that sometimes. If you have any questions or would like to contact me, please reach out. You can find me through dragonforgeconsulting@gmail.com. You can also find me at Dragonforge Consulting on Instagram or Facebook. Feel free to ask any questions there. Follow me to get more tips daily, whatever. If you'd like to hear more, please reach out. And thank you for listening.